The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Next month, a large number of pubs and restaurants may be entering hibernation, mainly due to soaring energy costs. Now, January is always a quiet month for the hospitality trade, but this coming January, several pubs have decided either to close their doors or reduce their opening hours once the festive season has passed. I'm joined by the chairman of the Cork branch of the Vintners Association of Ireland, Michael O'Donovan, who's the owner of the Castle Inn in Cork. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, how are things? I'm sure the Castle Inn is flying at the moment in the run-up to Christmas.
Yeah, look, it's busy at the moment. We're in the middle of the Christmas season, I suppose. For us, the next week will be very busy with the Christmas parties. And yeah, look, December, if you're not busy in the middle of the city, you're doing something seriously wrong. So at the moment, it's going good. But as you alluded to there, it's next month will be the challenging month and February going forward. And speaking with lots of my colleagues, especially those in, I suppose, rural Ireland who haven't been lucky enough to access the temporary business energy support scheme, it's going to be very challenging for them. And they are the ones that are really looking at going into hibernation in January and February, closing, you know, 2-3 days in the week, because they haven't been able to get on the TBESS with their natural gas and kerosene, which is very unfortunate for them.
Okay, explain that, how some can avail of it. Is it because they're using electricity 100% or that they're on a gas line from the grid? They can avail of it, but others can't. Is that it?
That's it. We have about 1,500 members across the country. A lot of them would be here in Cork, County Cork. They use kerosene for heating their premises, or they have liquefied natural gas, LPG. And unfortunately, the Department of Finance and the Revenue Commissioners have excluded them from the TBESS scheme, where you can claim up to 40% of your increased costs back. So unfortunately for them...
Explain this to me, Michael, why the department, what reasons they're giving. Now, I can think of a few reasons straight away, like kerosene obviously is a liquid fuel stored in a tank. You could be supplying your friends and neighbours, you know, from your own tank, and they basically, they don't trust you.
Yeah, look, they're saying it's because we don't have an MPRN number for that, that they can't quantify the meters. But, you know, like when you get a delivery of kerosene, you have a stamped quantity from your supplier. And look, the systems, you know, it's into a tank. The tank is piped into your boiler. You're not supplying in other premises, because we're talking tanks hold, you know, 1,500 litres. I have members here that are using 1,000 litres every 6 months or every 6 weeks, heating their premises at the moment, and the costs of it have gone from this time last year circa 60 cent a litre to 135 at the moment a litre. So they're seeing huge costs associated with that increase in costs. And, you know, we're kind of calling on the government to make maybe a once-off payment to those members if they're not going to let them qualify for the scheme like the rest of us. Because, look, it's very unfair if pubs and restaurants across the country can qualify for this scheme, and yet we're excluding 1,500 members of ours across the country that can't qualify for a scheme.
Now, talk to me about how they can save energy first, before we hear about those who've decided that no matter how much they save, they're going to have to close their doors for a certain amount of time. Because it's interesting, if you have refrigeration, for example, in a bar, the whole idea is to take the heat out of the wine and the beers and so on, so that they're served chilled. But of course, at the back of the fridge, there's a huge amount of heat given out. Because, you know, the heat, that's the way a fridge works. It takes heat from within the cabinet and expels it out the back through the pipes. Anyone who's been behind a fridge knows that. So, in a sense, your fridges can be heating your premises.
They can, but look, your fridge is normally under your counter and it's in a, you know, a compact area. The one way that we are, I suppose, talking about saving energy, and I've done it myself, is putting timers on everything. So, you know, we have a lot of coolers, we'd have fridges, and what we're doing is when we close the business at night time, we're turning off all the, I suppose, high use electrical items like our coolers, like our fridges, putting them on timers, and then they come on again at lunchtime the next day, 3 hours before we open, so the system is chilled again and the fridges are starting chilled. That's basically the biggest savings that we can make at the moment to try and save, to cut our electrical use.
Now, people who are going to close down, some hotels around the country have been doing that forever and a day. They decide that the annual holidays will be taken in maybe January, and people head off to sunnier climes at an unseasonal time and therefore a cheap time to have their holliers. But we've always depended on the pub to be open 7 days a week, 12 months of the year.
Yeah, this is a new phenomenon that, you know, for the last, I suppose, 8 to 10 weeks, I've been hearing about that pubs in January and February are talking on the leaner days, the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays, that they're considering closing. As you said, give staff time off to recuperate, and I suppose the difficulties of finding staff is still there, so some are challenged that way. But the biggest reason has been the increase in energy that everybody's talked about. And in January, when people make New Year's resolutions, it's seen as a cost-saving practice to close on the leaner days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And even some publicans have talked about closing for a week, 10 days, 2 weeks during the month of January, just to save money when they know it's going to be a quiet couple of weeks, the first 2-3 weeks of January.
Yeah. The problem is that going to your local gastro pub or regular pub is habitual, it's a habit. And if you break the habit, people might find other places to go. So some of your members might suffer, but others might gain from the closure of those who decide to hibernate. But that's the gamble they have to take.
Yeah, that is the gamble they have to take. But you'd hope that customers would understand the necessity for doing this. And, you know, I suppose those that are lucky enough that would have the custom to justify staying open the 7 days, they'll probably do that. But it's for those that really see it in their business that it's probably not justified. They'll be the ones that will be closing more than likely.
And then, of course, there are people who use public houses as a place of warmth. They might have a drink or a coffee and a newspaper and sit there for a few hours in the quiet times and stay warm. And that will be denied them if the places close.
Yes, unfortunately, that is that will be a consequence of it. But I would say, Pat, that you can't justify staying open in your business to keep a few warm, because you know the costs are just so high at the moment. If you're not making the turnover and the revenue, you won't be in business too much longer to survive, to keep them into the future. So this is probably a short-term solution, I suppose, that publicans will be looking at for the month of January and February. Yes, it's the colder months, but look, hopefully it would see us through for the next number of years that pubs will be there into the future.
A question here from a listener on the text. Christmas Eve is now becoming a closed day in pubs. I've had Christmas Eve licensing hours quoted to me. There are no Christmas Eve licensing hours. No special hours for Christmas Eve.
No.
Or are there? Closing at midnight, I suppose, is the one. You're not allowed to trade on Christmas Day.
You're not allowed to trade past midnight on Christmas Eve. It's just the law of the land. So a lot of pubs would be closing earlier because staff would want to get home to their own families and things like that. So each premises can put their own closing time in on Christmas Eve, but they normally let it be known to people in the bar by putting up signs and things in the days leading up to Christmas Eve.
Interesting text here. It's unpopular, my opinion, but I support a wet January too, because it's far too depressing to make it a dry month, so says that texter. But it's interesting, in Northern Ireland, I mean, if you were in Black Lion, a place I'm familiar with because Nevin is there, Nevin Maguire, but if you, on Christmas Day, you can't get a drink in Black Lion, but you can cross the bridge to Belcoo and you can have a drink there, so some things are different in Northern Ireland, but so far, no drink on Christmas Day in the Republic. Anyway, Michael, thank you very much for joining us. Michael O'Donovan, Chairman of the Cork Branch of the Vintners Association of Ireland and the proprietor of the Castle Inn in Cork City.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.